Tim Cotroni.
That's me, my friend. How are we doing?
I'm doing outstanding, sir. Yet again.
We're back at it.
So
who's listening to us right now, you figure? People, probably people on the treadmills? People going for their walks?
I hope so. I hope they're getting their steps in. I hope they're taking care of themselves. And yeah, maybe on a walk, maybe on a treadmill, maybe riding down the road. But you know what? You can take me and Tim anywhere you want.
Yeah, we're very versatile, compact, and we're with you all the time. So look, we're gonna bring something, maybe something that's usable. Yeah. So what do we call this, Derek? Call it out. What's it called?
It's assignment selling. It's just getting ahead of the sale with usable information the client can have to understand how you operate, what you sell, what you do. It's tactile in that sense before you ever get on the phone with them.
You know, back in the day, you know, somebody call. I mean, I have an automobile background, right? So I grew up in the used car business. My grandfather had a used car a lot. My dad had one. And somebody would call and they'd say, hey, I saw you have a car in the newspaper for sale. How much is that? And you see the tap dancing going on and trying to get them coming to the door. But now, say somebody calls you, Derek, and they want to have, I don't know, they imagine having something cool in their space, a new water feature. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you just kind of do your tap dance, kind of go for the money? Or how does it work for you the best way? An assignment selling.
This is so literally right before I got on this phone call. Had a scheduled call before this, as you schedule your phone calls, right? Mm-hmm. And he reached out. This is actually pretty fast. He reached out this morning and said, "Hey, I've got this water feature." And no, I digress. He actually just got on my calendar and I had no idea what this gentleman wanted. I didn't know it was a gentleman for that matter. Just someone set up a phone call with him. And I had his number. I go through and I look. Did he fill out an online form? Nope, he didn't fill out an online form. And I'm going, how did he get my information? He must have got it from the website. Okay, that makes sense. So I sent him a text. And now when the Calendly link came through, I could see his name was Michael. And I texted and said, Michael, this is Derek Johnson, JVI Secret Gardens. I'm looking forward to our scheduled phone call today. I'm curious to what we will be talking about. And do you have pictures of your space so that we can look at it while we're on the phone? He said, absolutely. He quickly texted those over to me. I got them. And I texted back and said, briefly, what are you hoping I can help you with? He said, I've got this little pond in my front yard. It's full of leaves. It's just, I bought the house. It's the first thing I want to mess with. It's a mess, right? Like, you can't even tell there's a pond there. And so I said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you some pictures of what I think would look amazing in the space. I'm also going to send you a video that I made of what it costs to have a water feature installed. He said, I'd love all of that. So I sent that information over to him. And I said, here's what I'm going to do too. I'm going to go ahead and send you a link to my website where you can also see my pricing over there. So he had all of that information before I got on a phone call roughly 45 minutes ago. So how cool is that? He already sees what we do. He already understands the pricing. If he watched my other videos, he sees what it looks like to work with us. And it's huge. So now all I got to do is get on the phone with the guy and ask those open-ended questions and to see where it leads and make sure I go through the steps of the food. It's beautiful. 15 minutes later, Tim, 15 minutes later, I sold a pond.
You mean, hold on. You never left your office?
Never. I didn't, not even that. I was actually standing outside at my pond having this conversation. So it wasn't even in my office. So I never even made it to that. Here's the best part, Tim. This is what I liked about it so much. So I got a bracket, right? You know me, I like to do my high brackets. Mm-hmm. I don't like to go low. I like to bracket, but I go high anchor first. I work my way down. Mm-hmm. We're talking, and there really wasn't a lot. Like in step one of the foo, it's the motivation. What's motivating for the project? So I said, what has inspired you to do this? And he said, I purchased this house and I see this water feature out there and never had one before, but it's like in a really great location. I could see it from inside and it comes in my driveway. Like I think it'd be a really asset to the neighborhood. He was saying other things like that. And I said, I'm just curious, how are you going to use this? Like, let's just say, here's a magic wand. We're not even talking about money. We're not talking about product. We're not talking about pumps. We're not talking about any of that stuff. And I was like, hey, I'm going to hand you a magic wand. You wave this magic, get ready, Tim. You wave this magic wand over this pond.
Yeah.
What do you see? He says, I see my three-year-old feeding the fish. Feeding the fish, Tim. Because he would take his two-year-old to these Japanese gardens. I'm not sure where, but you take these Japanese botanical gardens and they always had koi ponds and the kid loved to go. Oh, they all do, right? They just flock right to the koi. So now he's painted this picture from his office. He can see it. And I was like, so is this like a daytime thing or a nighttime thing? You know, I'm going with this. And he was like, well, I mean, day, but he's like, oh, I probably need lights, don't I? I was like, well, I mean, unless you're nocturnal. So yeah, we probably should do that. So he's painting this picture, gave me enough information. And I said, based on what you're telling me, and as you understand, I sent you some pricing. Is it okay if we talk about money now? So now I've stepped out of step one, I'm in step two. He's like, sure. I said, here's what I'm going to do. So now I'm going to wave a magic wand over this. And I want this thing to be amazing. So I'm going to wave this magic wand and I'm going to give you a really, get ready. It's going to be a big price. So be ready. It's going to be big. And he said, okay, how much? And I said, $15,000. It's a small area. It's not a big area, right? And he was like, okay. And I was like, okay, that's what you want to do? And then he's like, well, you know what comes after well.
It was a gut check.
Mm-hmm. And he said, well, I think what I would like to do is, this is where I'm going to go low bracket. That was my high bracket, my high anchor, 15 grand. He said, how about we just clean this thing out and see if it's something that could be repaired? And I'm like, okay, sure. Like, so what does that look like? You know, get all the leaves out of there, check it. I know there's some pipes over here. There's like this box thing. I don't know what that is. And there's this rock over here. It might be the waterfall. You know, he's painting the picture as best he can. I said, I'd be happy to do that. It's like, would you like me to share what that would cost? Sure. $2,600. He's like, what does $2,600 get me? Well, that gets all the leaves out of it and the muck and the, just, we basically got to expose it. So we got to get all that crap out of there. And then we're going to look at the pump and look at the plumbing. That's $2,600. And he said, oh, well, so does that mean 15,000 minus the 2,600? And I was like, no, no, it's $2,600 just to get that stuff cleared out. And then you have to pay 15 to make it look awesome. Or if you want, for 15 grand, we don't come out there and clean it. We just come out there and we demo the whole thing. We just get moving. How about we do that? He's thinking. So the conversation expands. And I'm like, so what do you want to do? You want to just get this on the books, send you a little contract over, a little agreement, make it happen. He's like, I'm leaning that direction. He said, but I'm not sure about 15. I said, let's do this. So I'm actually having some stuff done around my house right now. And I told the contractor, I cannot exceed this amount of money. Like no matter what, no change orders, no nothing. Like this is my price. I can't go beyond this. Like we can't, not an option. I was like, So what is your no BS price? You just tell me. And I'll tell you if we can do it for it. He said, I can do 10,000. It's like, okay, we can definitely make you a nice little 7x10 pond. It'll be great. Now it's not going to be as big as what you have. We'll have to produce a little bit, drinking in a couple of feet on each side. No big deal. We can make that happen. You're looking at 10 grand. And he said, I'm looking at your website, right? I'm looking at your website, mm-hmm. Your pricing guide, and I see there's these other enhancements. And he's like, well, I guess I'm going to be at 12 grand because now I need lights. And I was like, yeah. He's like, well, I want fish and I want plants. He's like, geez, I'm already at 13. And he's like, you're going to give me a 15, aren't you? I was like, I'm not going to get you anything. I'm going to put you a nice little pond in for 10 grand. You can do whatever you want after that. Where do you think we ended up, Tim, at the end of it?
Hopefully you're going to, you're at 15 and there'll be more. Hopefully. How'd you end?
We're at 16.5.
Oh, geez. Yeah. You know, and not me knowing you and who we are, it's like, when you get on site, they get excited and they start adding things. So the number of 10 doesn't mean 10. It doesn't mean 15 or 16. It doesn't. This is something that we're creating in somebody's space that's changing. It's life changing.
I remember many years ago, I spent about 8 hours meeting with this prospect, doing site visits, and multiple revisions. They had a lot of demands, a lot of questions. I gave them everything they wanted, bent over backwards, only to hear, we're going with somebody else, we're not hiring you. That was one of hundreds of times a year that happened to me until I really learned how to communicate and pre-qualify properly. Instead of just looking for, do they live in my production zip code and have a pulse, there's another way to pre-qualify to make sure that you are spending your time with people that are real buyers and not just tire kickers. I want to encourage you to grab our guide to spot the real buyers from the tire kickers right now. Grab it. We're going to tell you exactly what to say to figure out who's for real and who's not. It's going to save you a bunch of time, make you a bunch more money as a contractor. I'm out.
So Derek, without having picked up that phone and done these things, you know, having the resources to help somebody make that buying decision, I don't think you would have got to that number without ever having to leave your home.
We would be consulting at this point. So let's go the other direction. Let's imagine I didn't front load all that stuff so he could review it and speed the process up. Now we're on the phone going through the five steps of the food, which is beautiful. Beautiful. That's what we did for the longest time, right? We'd go through the five steps, which is a win all day long because we're going to find out if the customer even wants to hire us at all. Mm. So that's great. So then I would be on the phone. I'd have that same conversation. I would still get the same motivation. I would still get the money. I would talk about influencers. I would talk about the truth. I'd talk about consulting. I would still do all of those things. But then now I have to go see him. Yes, paid consultation, still get paid. But now I got to go see him and go through my catalog, go through the pictures that I have on my iPad or my picture book. You know what we used to have back then? We had the old picture book we carry around. Like you'd have to do all these things or set up a where they would come out and go to a customer's house and see a pond or possibly come to my own personal pond years ago. And now we're extending out now. But I was able to fast forward all of that and lock the deal down within 15 minutes. Now, he probably spent an hour and a half doing research, but I had a 15-minute phone call.
And the cost to acquire the customers is less because you didn't have to put so much into it. By setting everything up ahead of time to make his process simpler. People like simple.
I like how you said acquisition or acquire. The customer acquisition time for smaller projects is a deal breaker. Like it'll ruin you on smaller projects. Because if you're going out there and you're spending lots of time just setting this up, it could be, what is your time worth? It could be a couple, $3,000 to just acquire the customer. Versus now what's going to happen? We're just going to roll up on site. And he said, you'll have everything with you. It's like, man, we do this all day long. We are set up for a 20-step process and no pond ever looks the same. But we have all the equipment with us. We're going to literally roll in. He said, how long is this job going to take? I said, based on what I'm seeing right here, it's right off your driveway. And it's a big driveway. So I was like, candidly, tell me if this is not okay. And I need this to be okay. So you tell me right now, yes or no. Are you going to be upset if we build this thing in one day? You can do this in one day? It's like, yes, we can.
Oh.
I don't want it to go two at that price point. I don't want it to go two. I want it to be one. I'd actually take that back. If I'm 16.5, I'm good with 2 days. That's fine. At 10, if you just go straight ecosystem, it's got to be a day.
People listen to this. Do you hear what Derek just said? He's okay with only earning $8,000 in revenue a day. How do you do it, Derek? $8,000 a day. Most of us are like, you pawn guys. It's like, no, this... You got to know what you're going to make every day. And if you're at $8,000 a day and $16,000 a day is a lot nicer, but $8,000 a day, that's a no-brainer. It just is. $8,000 a day times how many days you work, it's like that works. It works on every formula you play in your head.
It doesn't matter what It doesn't matter what trade I'm in. I know I need to have a daily number and that's what I have to do. So if I need to make $8,000 a day, and I'm a deck builder. I have to know my overhead. I have to understand overhead recovery. I have to understand what my net profit's going to be and I have to work all that in there because I'm not going to go and work for $250 a day with a bunch of guys out there and equipment and materials and all that. It doesn't make sense. So it doesn't matter what industry I'm in. I'm still going to shoot for the amount of money that I want to make per day. And I'm going to build my company around that.
All right. So let's wrap this up. Derek, assignment selling. If somebody's listening right now and saying, hey, I have to go out and I have to meet people. There's no way I can sell with the way I'm set up right now. What would be something you would advise somebody to do who doesn't have, they don't have the website where they can just sell from? What would you suggest they do to make their selling process or somebody's buying process easier?
At a minimum, you need to send them your customer reviews, your Google reviews, at a minimum. Let customers know that you got 200 reviews, 50 reviews. 30 reviews, whatever it is, so they can see that. People want to look at that stuff. So make sure you send them that. You got to have some sort of social media. Like at this point in time, if you don't have a Facebook page, I don't even know what you're doing. And you need to put some content on there. TikTok, Instagram, they need to know who you are and what you do before you ever go see them. Pictures. Send them pictures. If they reach out to you, hey, before we get on this phone call, that's the simplest thing. You've taken pictures of projects. If just that, send them a cluster of pictures. If they want a bathroom, send them some renovated bathrooms that you've done. Let them know that you're going to talk about money. Or what Micah Miller taught me is like, send them those pictures and go, hey, pick the one that you like and I'll share what that one costs. Do that stuff before you get on the phone, because the last thing you want to do is get on the phone with someone that has a $5,000 budget for your $15,000 thing. Or if in renovation world, a $50,000 budget for a $150,000 kitchen. Because some people just think a kitchen costs $50,000. And I'm sure some really, really small ones do. Just get out in front of that. That's the assignment. Give them homework. Now, me, I've been doing this for the last 10 years of making sure Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, website, brochures, pamphlets, display gardens, photos on my phone. I've got them all categorized. If you ask me, you want pond lighting? That's easy. Click on a pond lighting little folder and I'll send you into 5 or 6 pictures. Not too many. You don't want to do too many because it overwhelms them. Just give them, 3 to 5. And just let them look at that stuff, because there's the other thing. They may not like your style of bathroom that you built, or your kitchen, or your deck, or whatever your thing is. So I want to send that information to them so they see. I don't want this to be a nebulous, vague thing, mutual mystification going on, that what we build is not what they actually like.
There's a lot of reasons for sharing photos. So find out what they like, and also to make sure what we do is what they're interested in having, because it would be horrible for you or I in our profession to go build something in somebody's backyard, charge them $20,000, $30,000, $15,000 or whatever it is. And when we're done, they're saying, that's not what I want.
I've had it happen. They waited till the very end and said they don't like it. It's like, man, it'd been way cool if you'd walked outside and said you don't like this. To wait until day 4.
Yeah, 10 tons of rock you got to remove, I know. But hey, look, if you're helping them by make the purchasing process, make it super simple for them. Give them assignments. Have them tell me, what do you like? Send me pictures. Just get them involved in the process. They feel part of it. It builds trust. It makes our acquisition time less. It makes sense. It works. Just to show up, hey, come on over and take a look at my kitchen. No, those days are gone, Derek. Like, honestly, if I went to everybody's yard who wanted me just to come out there without knowing which direction we're headed in, whether it be design, size, or money, I would never get any work done. I'd be visiting people drinking coffee in their yards. It's like, that's not what I want. I want to change as many lives in the short time that I have. And the only way to do that is assignment selling. So what else you got, brother?
That's it, man. Just get your ducks in a row. This day and age, you should have plenty of things that you can share with the customer. Set the vanguard, if you will. Set the expectations of what the phone call is going to look like. Not just having them send you pictures of their yard. You need to send them information as well.
I love it. Get your stuff together, guys. Send stuff out. Make it easy for them. Shorten your acquisition time and when you can close this. And make sure you got a clear vision of what they have. Make it easier for them. People appreciate it. And they will do business with you. With that, Derek, we are out of here.
Later.